Hallelujah! Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Greetings, people loved by God. Oh, how I wish that we were here together in this place, in this building, to share that greeting with one another. But God has a few different plans for us this Easter day. The fact that Jesus is risen from the grave and he is alive, that does not change whether we worship online or whether we worship here in this building. And perhaps a beautiful thing that we learn is through all of this, that this building, it is just a building. This building is not the church. We are the church. All believers in Christ Jesus are the church of God, and we celebrate together with joy on this Easter day. We celebrate and we give thanks to God today for the truth and for the fact of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That is a miracle that gives us, the children of God, victory over death and eternal life with our Father in heaven. So today we sing our hallelujahs and we praise our God and we give him glory on this celebration of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're able to do so, please download the bulletin from our website. It's chapelofthecross.org. You'll find that under the resources tab on the homepage of our website. All parts of the liturgy and all the hymns, they're all printed out for you there on the website. Big thank you for those who are continuing their good stewardship during this time, sharing your tithes and your offerings. We ask you to continue to do that. You can do that by mailing your offering here to the church office, or you can give online. It's very easy to do that. Go to our website again, chapelofthecross.org, click on the Give tab, and just follow the instructions that are there for you. For our Easter worship today, I will be leading the liturgy and preaching the sermon. Vicar Ellery Glenn will be our lector today. Ryan Meyer, Linda Christian, and Nate Lesh will be leading the music. May God bless our worship this day, our Easter worship, as we begin by singing our opening hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. It's hymn number 457 in Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
In our Easter worship, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The angel spoke to the women, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Christ has destroyed death. Alleluia. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him." Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. Almighty God the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from the 31st chapter of Jeremiah. "At that time, declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the clans of Israel, and they will be my people. This is what the Lord says. The people who survive the sword will find favor in the desert. I will come to give rest to Israel. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. I will build you up again, and you will be rebuilt, O virgin Israel. Again, you will take up your tambourines and go out and dance with joyful. Again, you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. The farmers will plant them and enjoy their fruit. There will be a day when the watchmen cry out on the hills of Ephraim, 'Come, let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle reading is from the third chapter of Colossians. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. When you died, your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. According to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. After the Sabbath, at the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay, then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We sing the hymn of the word, hymn 482, this joyful Eastertide.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our risen and victorious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have heard from more than a few members of Chapel of the Cross, Pastor, Easter's coming. We can't come together for worship. What are we going to do? The elders have been talking about it. What are we going to do about Easter this year, Pastor? Just a few days ago, I was listening to some pastors talk, and the question came up, so what is your church going to do? Are you going to postpone Easter? Postpone Easter? You can't postpone Easter. Now I get it. Something that Holy Week, and especially the festival of Easter, it just wouldn't be the same online. These festivals are so important. They're so precious to the church and to every one of us that we should wait to celebrate until we can gather again safely, and we can then pull out all the stops, and then we can be together, and then we can do it upright. But I don't think you can postpone Easter. You can't postpone Easter because Easter has already happened. Easter is not such like a date on the calendar, but it's more of a state of being. This is the day we remember that our Christ lives, and that changes you and me. It gives us life. Jesus is already out of the tomb, and he's at work mightily in us and in work mightily in our world. I know this doesn't look like Easter. I mean, it's nicely decorated in here for Easter, but it doesn't look like Easter. You're not here in this building. And it doesn't feel like Easter. It really doesn't. But trust me, it is Easter. And because it's Easter, we get to experience Jesus' love and his life and his hope and his truth and his grace, all the gifts that come from the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Postpone Easter. Are you kidding me? You can't postpone Easter. Thank God, Easter has already happened, and we celebrate it. Whether you are dressed in your Sunday best sitting here in church, or if you're in your sweatpants sitting on your couch in your living room listening or watching to this online. Christ is risen, and what a difference that makes for us. What a difference Easter Sunday makes. On Friday, our Savior was dead on a cross. But that was Friday. This is Easter Day. And Jesus lives. On Friday, the women were beside themselves with grief. And the disciples, they were running away and denying the Lord, betraying the Lord. That was Friday. But today is Easter Day, and Jesus is alive. On Friday, the religious leaders were accusing, and Pilate was flip-flopping and thought he had washed his hands of the whole deal. On Friday, the Pharisees, they were strutting around laughing. They were feeling pretty smug. They thought they were back in charge. That was Friday. They didn't realize that Easter Day was just around the corner. On Friday, the soldiers were mocking and hitting and spitting and hammering and crucifying. And the critics, they were saying, "I told you so. He's a fraud. He can't change anything. He's not the one. He can't even save himself." But that was Friday. Today is Easter Day, and Jesus lives. On Friday, the Heavenly Father's heart was breaking, and the devil was having his day because Jesus was dead. Stone cold dead and laid in a tomb. Oh, but but that was Friday. This is Easter Day. And Jesus lives. And what a difference Easter Day makes. Easter Day makes all the difference in the world. Yeah, a few other people were raised to life again, miraculously, by Jesus. Lazarus was raised to life, Jairus' daughter, the widow's son at Nain. But they all had to die again. But not Jesus. He was raised to live forever and ever. It is the power behind Easter, and that makes all the difference on this Easter day. But for the followers, those first followers of Jesus, they did not realize that it was Easter day. They had no clue the difference Easter day was going to make. It was early in the morning, dark outside yet. Not a lot moving around that early, except a few ladies, dressed in black, no doubt. Their backs bent, carrying a load of spices because they wanted to perform the last rites on a friend. Not only were they loaded down with spices, they were loaded down with grief. 3 years they had loved him, and 3 years they had followed him, 3 years they had cared for him, and in 3 days, it was all gone. He died. Now he's in a grave, and they're on their way to pay their last respects. And as these ladies approach the tomb, you know, their minds have just got to be going a mile a minute. Their minds are just full of all kinds of things. Yours would have been too. Mine would have been. They've got to be thinking about what was happening, what had happened over the last number of days. I mean, how do you get rid of the picture of your Savior walking through the streets of your city carrying his cross, falling under the weight of that cross? How does that thought leave your brain? Now, how do you forget him standing there with blood trickling down his face because that crown of thorns had been jammed down upon his head? And how do you ever forget the sound of those nails going into his hands and his feet? How do you forget the silhouette of the Savior against the black Good Friday sky? Well, I don't think you forget that. I think you just keep thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it because you love him so much. Those ladies, they had some other things on their minds too, some other questions, practical questions. Who's going to roll away the stone? Do you think the guards will help us? Or will they arrest us too? And they had other questions too, big questions, kind of personal questions. Questions like, why? Why did he have to suffer? Will we ever get over this sadness? When is his heartache just going to stop? Why did he have to die? They're asking their questions early on that Easter day. But when they got to that tomb, they found that that stone had been rolled away. And the guards, they were nowhere to be found. And they see an angel standing there in all of his glory, a messenger from God with a message just for them. Don't be afraid, ladies. He is not here. He is risen. Don't look for the living among the dead in a cemetery. He's alive, just like he told you. Now, do you think the ladies are comforted with that? No, I don't think so. They see an open and an empty tomb. They saw an angel. Are they comforted? No, they're not. The Bible says they ran away with great fear. But on the way back to their homes, the Christ meets them. Good morning, ladies. Guess what? I'm alive. Now what happens to those women? You see, the empty tomb does not change them. And the angel does not change them. Only one thing changes the hearts of those women. When they come face to face with the living Christ, when he talks to them. And boy, are they changed. They worship at his feet for a minute, and then they're off to the city because they've got a message. They have seen the Lord, and he's alive. That's what happens to people when they're touched by the living Christ. Take a look at Mary. Easter morning, Mary Magdalene, she goes to the tomb, and she hears a sound. You know, it's maybe 5:36 in the morning, very early. She figures, who could it be at this hour at the cemetery? So she assumes it's a gardener. And instead of looking up and putting her eyes on her Lord, she thinks he's the gardener. She says, "Sir, if you have taken away the body of my Lord, would you please tell me where you've put him? I just want to be close by." She saw the empty tomb. She saw the linens laying there. That didn't change her. One thing changed her. Jesus said to her, "Mary." And all of a sudden, Mary is a totally different woman. She turns around, excited and filled with joy, and you can almost hear her telling the others, shouting to the others, "I have seen the Christ. He's real. He's alive. And I've got his strength and his peace and his hope and his joy." That's what happens when the living Christ touches his people. There are two other disciples that were touched by the Savior that Easter day. The Gospel of Luke talks about them. They're traveling from Jerusalem to their home in Emmaus. And that's a trip of about 7.5 miles. Long kind of trip on foot. But it was especially long for them because they were sad. Sadness always makes a journey go longer. And as they're going along on their trip back home, a stranger joins them and he says to them, "Hey, guys, what's going on? You look so miserable. How could you be so sad on a beautiful day like today?" And they say to him, "Where in the world have you been? Don't you know what's going on?" And then they begin to tell him everything that's happened over the last few days. The betrayal, the arrest, the trials, the beating, the crucifixion, the burial. And it's so ironic that the guy who went through all of that is the one they're talking to, but they cannot see him because he's dead to them. But Jesus, in all of his love, he begins to talk to those two. And he goes through all of Scripture teaching them about who the Christ is and why the Christ came. And these two disciples, they're just getting more and more excited all the time, hanging on every word. "Man, does this guy have a message?" And when they get to their house, the Bible says that those two disciples pleaded with Jesus, "Please stay. Abide with us. Stay with us. You've got to stay." And Jesus says, "All right, I'll stay." And they give him the courtesy of breaking the bread and offering the thanksgiving prayer before the meal. And as Jesus prays, their eyes are open and they recognize him as the Christ, Jesus, their Savior. He's alive. They see him sitting there in their kitchen. And as soon as they recognize him, the Bible says, he's gone. Now, what do those disciples do? They have seen the Lord. They've been touched by their Savior. I tell you what, you couldn't hold them in that house. They bolt back to Jerusalem, and man, are they excited because they have seen the Christ. They've been touched by the Christ. He's alive. And they're overjoyed. How about you? Have you met the Christ? I mean that. Have you met him? Has he touched you with his forgiveness? Has he touched you with his love? Has he touched you with the promise of salvation and eternal life? Has that come close to you? Have you met him? Have you seen the Christ? Is he real to you? What I mean to say is he alive for you today on this Easter day? Well, I know this doesn't look like Easter. It does not feel like Easter. Maybe it just feels like another day in our quarantined life. It's hard to remember it's Sunday, let alone Easter Sunday. But trust me, it is still Easter. And we have met the Christ. He's touched us, touched our hearts with his love, touched our hearts with his forgiveness. Man, I know this is not the upper room. I know this isn't the road to Emmaus. For most of us, it's our living room or our kitchen or our office. But even there, in your living room or in your kitchen or in your office, our Lord promises his people. He comes to them in his word. He meets us right where we are, no matter where we are. And he has never given up that promise. He comes to you with the gift of his love, with the gift of his salvation, with the promise of heaven, with his guidance, with his hope, with his direction, with his peace, with his joy. He comes to you today. He comes to meet you. Have you met him? You will know it when you meet him, because he has a way of changing people. He really does. He changed those women who came to the tomb early that Easter day. He changed Mary. He changed those two Emmaus disciples. And he changes us too. Our future changes because of Christ, because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives. If Jesus can break through the bonds of death and win for us everlasting life, can we not trust him to hold our future even during a pandemic? Your future changes because of Christ. Because we have met him. And if you have met him, there is, I think, a prayer that you will have today. It's the same prayer that those Emmaus disciples said to their Lord that day. Lord, abide with us. Please stay. Stay by me, Lord. Stay with me. If you have met him, that is a prayer that you'll pray not only today on this Easter day, but that is your prayer every day. You'll never, ever be too busy to say, Lord, my Savior, my God, abide with me. Stay by me. And you know what? Your living Savior will never, ever be too busy to say to you, Lo, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. Oh, what a day it is today. A joyful day. Because we have met the living Christ and he has changed us. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Together we speak our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. It was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Father of mercy, you sent your Son to suffer in our place, and you raised him up in victory over sin and the grave. Give us faith that we may believe in him for our forgiveness, life, and salvation. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Heavenly Father, we live in a culture of distractions and diversions. Help us to focus our hearts and our minds on the things of first importance, Christ's death and resurrection for sinners. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Lord, you sent a messenger to proclaim Jesus' resurrection to the women on Easter morning. Inspire us to share that message of Jesus' resurrection throughout the world. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Lord, there are many in this world who have been abused, neglected, and abandoned, suffering at the hands of evil people. Spread Christ's resurrection victory into their lives of pain and hopelessness. Raise them from darkness into your light, for Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Lord, send healing and care to all who are sick, injured, or recovering. And this morning we especially remember Fran Bermel, David Rabano, and Leona Pellegrino, who are hospitalized. Comfort them and all others who are ill or infirm with the hope of resurrected bodies that will be ours when Jesus returns. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. O Lord, especially on this day when we celebrate your resurrection from the dead, we ask you to comfort all those who mourn the death of loved ones, especially the family and loved ones of Alan Mader, who died in the Lord on March 29th. Help them find strength in your resurrection, that they may know the joy of a happy reunion in heaven with all those who have departed this life in faith in you. Embrace them with the hope of the resurrection that is ours, for Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with us during this time of sickness, fear, and doubt. Let your word bring comfort and hope to all who hear it, calming fears and providing strength for each day, especially for those who have lost loved ones. Give our leaders the wisdom to make decisions that will help our people with their earthly needs and protect us from harm. Protect our doctors, nurses, and all who provide care to the sick and to those who cannot care for themselves. Give them an extra measure of strength and help them through this difficult time. We pray that you would also provide calm and peaceful days as together we face this virus. Remind each of us of our responsibility to our neighbor, that we consider others in all the decisions that we make. Above all, we pray that your will be done, Even amidst the pandemic, give us confidence and joy to proclaim Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. We sing our closing hymn. It's hymn number 461, I Know That My Redeemer Lives. We will sing verses 1, 2, 5, 7, and 8. I Know That My Redeemer Lives.